All right. I believe, though it's been a couple of weeks now, I believe the last time we left off, the party had just received some unexpected rebuffs from the giants. And after helping the giants, were seemingly turned away as Volstir chose to abandon his town and take his people back into the High North. Kalvikia was distraught at this, but when she spoke out in defense of the party and the idea of helping them for the honor of the giants and the memory of those who had fallen, she was simply cut free of her position as a member of the Svartagirt and informed that she could stay and die if she wanted to, but that the giant king and all those loyal to him were leaving. That left the party and Kalvikia. So the party gathered up all of their different members, friends from here and there, Solas and Hyken, and teleported to Drake Hall. And as the light around you returns to normal, you once again feel the warm air of the inside of Drake Hall. You can smell the remnant of food on the air. But the place is open. It is very quiet in comparison to what it normally is. And as you look around, you realize that the vast majority of the hunters of Drake Hall are not here. You realize that there is no sign of Claddagh or the older Catton that had always been around him. There's also no sign of Silva, the unicorn. Although there is quite a heap of dragon parts. Or those were put outside, I think, weren't they?
I think she did move it outside at his request.
Oh, yes. Okay, so there is not a heap of dragon parts in her alcove. But this is where you are, Drake Hall. But there seems to be a shadow that has passed over it. Some things have changed. Even as you have battled one of the Sons of Tiamat, it would seem that the rest of the world, too, is feeling the shift in the wind. What would you like to do?
Looks to the rest of the party and says, "Well, we do not have much time, but we must do what we can to prepare. I know there aren't many people here, but let's see who is here and see what we can do."
That's right. Let's
Yes.
see who we can find.
Though Men would also turn to Solas and say, "Solas, if you have a moment, could you explain exactly what you meant before we came here?"
And Solas looks around to all of you, including Hyken, and says, "I know what it is that has taken over Ruka. And she does talk out loud. "While she battled the dragon, a curse of sorts was put inside of her. It is like a worm, and it has been burrowing deep. I believe that in order to remove it, we will have to fight it.
and not and says, do you know the way to do that?
I believe it is possible in either a mindscape or in a dream.
And not again, says, I can provide the mindscape. Dreams, we would have to wait until she's asleep, and if we go now, I doubt that would be the case. I can create a place where it would be viable, and also ensure that there is a door that can come in and out.
Aiken will speak up. Would this harm Rutka?
If we cannot separate them, we would not be able to hurt it without harming her. But if it is possible to separate them, then we would be able to attack it on its own. It is possible that magic that could remove a possessor, an exorcism of sorts, could be used in this case.
Titan's eyes narrow again. Possessor? You're not saying...
It is not Makat. I believe that he is dead. But it is like a fragment of him. His sense of self-interest and self-preservation. His lust for power. His greed. That has wormed into her psyche. And that is what we will have to face.
That doesn't sound very much different. Hyken has a hand up to his face, like his head's hurting, trying to comprehend this.
So a form of lingering will, if you would.
Yes. But I do not believe that it is as much Makat as it is Rutka.
Being taken by Makat's outlook on life, the way that he sees the world, the darkness, the need to eat, to destroy.
The creature that you must fight will probably look very much like Rutka.
How can we be certain that they are separated?
We must trust that the spells are successful. Because separated or not, they will fight us. If they are separated, then the worm will fight us. But if they are not, it will still fight us. And I believe that it will look like Rutka either way.
Well, sounds an awful lot like we've got at least one thing going. We can separate him. We'll have Ruka's help fighting it off. Is that right?
I do not know if Rutka will be able to. She is under quite a strain now, and once relieved of the worm, she may not have the strength to join in.
Exhaustion of fighting it off. That does make sense.
I suppose we'll see. But if any of us has the will to keep fighting after all this, it'd probably be her. And he'll also kind of cock an eyebrow. You keep calling it a worm. Kind of worm that burrows down into wood? Or do you reckon it might still be part dragon? For the purposes of game mechanics, that is.
I do not think that this is a dragon. It is... I think that another word that you would use for it is like a maggot.
A symbiote or something of that sort, though a more pure parasite. Feeding off her life force in order to fuel its own ambition.
If it is left itself, Ruka will not recover.
And not.
Well, we need to try because she's not strange, and she would do it for any of us as well.
That's right. Do we want to attempt that before or after we go finding someone to take all this loot off our hands?
I think we should do it as soon as we can, unless there's something else we want to try. I know Jack was trying something. So is there anything else that can help her before we go do this?
What we, I believe what Jack intends to try might, and Ben looks over at Celeste, be what is needed to separate. But I'm not sure. I thought that it would remove the sickness completely. But I am not an expert on this.
I don't think anybody is.
It is not based as... It is not a sickness. It is a curse.
Would providing what we see as Ruka, the outward form of Ruka, with protection from evil influences, do you believe that would be enough in order to cause barrier, enough separation to cause us to fight one and not the other?
And just a mechanics question here. If somebody is possessed and you cast Protection from Evil on them, does that automatically end the possession?
Leave it. Let me double check. I believe it suppresses it.
That's my understanding. It doesn't go away, but it temporarily ends any influence.
I do not know if it would work, because I am not an expert in exorcism, but I'm sure that it would at least help.
and nods. But at least try. But at least we have a direction to head in. Honestly, I think that's more than likely is the very first thing we should at least mentally be preparing for, if not physically.
All right then. What kind of preparations do we still need to make?
Men
anyone
pauses.
Got any spells for us?
So here's a quick insert. Protection from evil, first level spell. It allows the person to immediately get another chance to save against the effects. And if they are successful, then the effects are suppressed for the duration of the spell. It does not auto-succeed.
Got it.
It also says while they're under the effect, the target is immune to any new attempts to possess or exercise mental control over the target.
Could be helpful. I have a few thoughts that we could try, but yes. It might be helpful, it might not be.
About this time, Brother Rufus comes over, and he was just walking by a doorway over in the apothecary and saw you all and said, "Oh, well, welcome back. I see everyone is here," and he looks up at Kalvikia. "Plus friends. Well, welcome to Drake Hall. I'm sorry it's a little bit empty. I say you don't have more dragon parts, do you?"
"No, not this time. Not dragon parts. But we do have a few other things that we would like to see if we could exchange. Specifically for gold or materials. We have another few additional difficult treks ahead of us. We'd like to be prepared for it."
"Well, I understand that, but I do hate breaking into Silva's vault over there. Still, perhaps you should show me what you have."
Edmund will pull out the Dwarven armor of spell storing, spell resistance.
"Wait, I thought we were gonna save Ruka and then do the shopping."
"I wasn't sure if we wanted to collect things in preparation, but..."
"See, I mentioned that earlier, and I was given the impression that I was a heartless jerk. Okay."
Poor Barkus. The other thing to keep in mind here is Brother Rufus is a cleric and may be able to help with some things.
"Ooh, he can give us some smite abomination stuff." Well, anyway. More pressing issue just now, Brother Rufus, was our friend here still under the mental influence of Makat. Although it's not strictly Makat anymore, some kind of malevolence messing with her, and we have to get her back on her feet again. So, if you know anything of mind magics, have any kind of aid you can lend, we need to deal with that about as soon as we can.
Well, it's not my field of expertise, but if you're dealing with possession, and he starts looking around to see who it is that you're talking about, realizes very quickly, I'm guessing that she's not here with you right now.
Indeed.
Right.
Very well. There are things that can be done to remove an individual that is possessing another. There are certain means. I can organize a exorcism if that is something that you need.
Interesting. Do you need to be here but to do it? Or could we take you another place?
Well, I would need to have my materials. It will take me a few minutes to get them together. It's been some time since I've had to deal with anything like this.
All right. Your materials can be carried easily.
All right, then. We won't be gone too long, right? I mean, barring death, of course.
That is the hope.
All right. Give me a moment. And he steps away.
All right. And we'll turn to the rest. Perhaps you're right. I think it might be best for us to go see what we can do for Ruka, and then see what we can do, have her join us for the secondary celebration.
I agree.
And as you're all standing there, Kalvikia kind of looks around the place approvingly at the heads, the very large dragon head that's mounted over the fireplace. And she looks over to Barkus and says, I think I like this place. What is it called?
This here is Drake Hall, ancestral keep of my people. At least, it has been since we were chased out of our initial homelands. Haven't spent as much time here as I'd like, but I figured it would be to your liking.
It reminds me a lot of the Great Lodge. Many trophies. But not very many hunters.
Oh. I'm glad you reminded me of that, actually. And you see Barkus actually trundle the coffin of holding that he's had kind of brought along. And he lays it down on its side and he pops open the top and pulls out one of Makat's teeth that he took. He goes ahead and he sets it down he'll put it in the center of one of the main areas here in Drake Hall. And he'll etch into it with his claw, if he hasn't already, the information about, Tooth of Makat, slain by AFV, and whatever the date is in whatever reckoning system they observe here in Avalon.
All right,
reserved
fair enough.
For sculpture later. Do not disturb.
All right, and you do this with your claw?
Yes, his steel dragon scaly claw on the bone of the dragon tooth. Just etching in the words.
Okay. You know what it's like when you're writing with a pencil and you have a really, really sharp tip, and as you go, it gets more and more dull and kind of flat, and the line gets wider and it's harder to be exact. As you're writing, you have to go through like three claws. Because, yes, you have these steely dragon reinforced bone claws, but you are also cutting into, trying to scrape into the tooth of an elder dragon. So it's not that you couldn't do it, but just by doing this, you can tell this is going to take a lot of work to carve anything out of. This is an extraordinary tooth.
It's okay. He'll use his thumb claws on both hands and his pinky claws on both hands. That way he can still, if push comes to shove, he'll still have a decent claw attack on each hand.
All right.
There we go. Back to work.
As he's preparing his materials, Min is actually going to take a moment to reach over towards the Darkwood buckler on her wrist. I will cast Magic Vestment there, and then she'll press her hand against her chest, and then cast Magic Vestment there. Just some buffs.
All right. It takes probably about 10 minutes before Rufus would finally rejoin you. And you see he has stuffed an old military knapsack. You can see there's a... looks like there's a insignia on it, well worn, and faded from the years, but it's definitely a military issue backpack, as it were, as well as he's got some other things, a couple of long cases and some odd shaped things, but he comes out and yeah, he's ready to go.
All right. Are we all here?
Min's going to count out the people there.
Yeah, how many people can you take?
I can take 8, excluding myself. Barkus, Philia, Jack, Hyken, Kelvicia, and the cleric. So 6. Yep. So we have room for 2 more, which we don't need. All right. And then we'll say, all right.
Alex the horse.
I mean, of course.
The horse, of course.
All right. Let's go. And Min will take a few steps. She will hold out her left hand and say, we'll need to link up. And if everyone chooses to hold hands, she's actually going to take her right hand and then thrust it forward into just midair and then turn it slowly to clockwise, almost as if she's turning a lock and a key. A key and a lock. And you'll watch as a tiny pinprick of air seems to open before it rushes over each of you as Min casts Plane Shift. Now I'll mark that off.
Okay. Ruka, you've been awake now for a little while. You are alone on a plane that seems to stretch away on all sides, without feature, without difference. How long has it been? I believe it would have been 12 hours. I don't think you're still a mask, but you probably only came to maybe 15 or 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
And you are certainly under the control of this canker worm.
Which is influencing her decision making, or outright controlling?
Influencing. Imagine, essentially, this is Dark Ruka. This is Ruka. She has all of the knowledge of Ruka. She has all of her past experience. Everything. But this is Ruka, who has succumbed to the One Ring.
After coming back to herself, she would have probably spent a few minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, just orienting herself again. And then would have started trying to figure out where she is and how to get out.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a planes check.
Yeah, only a 15.
Okay, I would give it to you. You're not really sure where you are in that sense, but you know somebody who makes demiplanes and puts people on it, and you're definitely not on Avalon anymore.
And what does this plane look like? Is there much of anything there?
It mostly looks like standard stone walls with a window that looks out into a vast desert. But you cannot pass through the window. It's essentially just there for aesthetics. The demiplane ends at the walls.
So it's just like a medium-sized room?
Like a little bit bigger than, like, a really large living room for maybe like a mansion.
She would try to find a door to get out, but I presume no doors or windows open.
That is correct.
Then probably, like, right shortly before the party shows up, she would try to teleport outside of the room. Dimension door.
Yeah, unfortunately, the plane is small, and I guess you would maybe make it up to the wall, and that would be about it.
Would that trigger the trying to teleport into solid matter and taking damage back to the next viable target?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, so as the party shows up, they would see Ruka, like, staring at a wall with a frustrated look.
Okay, and about that time then, the party and Ruka, you would sense, hear, maybe even almost feel the popping in the air as the plane shift opens up. The party is suddenly there, and then it closes behind them. And you would see with the party some, of course, Avalon's finest, plus the few extras. And Hyken is there also. So let's go ahead and roll initiative, and then you guys can do you whatever you're gonna do.
Ooh, buddy.
This time I actually get to track my characters with separate initiative.
Big roll. 29 on initiative.
Okay, hold on to it for just a sec.
Okay.
Okay, 29. Anybody else above a 20?
Ah, man. 41 on initiative.
All right, 10 to 20.
Oh, Helia had an 18.
Aiken has a 19, Ruka has a 17.
Okay, and anybody under 10?
8 for Jack.
Okay, very good. So, the initiative tracker is essentially just because you all are aware of each other, so if you want to just go straight into fight, you can, but you don't have to. So, everybody's on site. What do you do?
Min will turn to Solas and say, this will be much easier if she is asleep. Min is going to make her way over to Ruka and she'll say, very sorry, Ruka. You're going to have to hold still for a bit. And she is going to try to restrain Ruka.
Try to what?
Just restrain her, grapple.
If Ruka was against one of the walls of a large room, can Ben get there in a single move action?
Even if she has to charge and grapple.
That's a thing?
I don't know if you can or not. I thought it was just replacing a standard action.
Ruka would try to move behind furniture or something, but...
Okay,
geez, in that case... Initiative.
Yeah, we'll just... we're in initiative. So, Min, you are trying to charge her. Is that correct?
Just charge and grab her. Keep her from moving. Okay, give me a moment. Oh, and she is going to, as she starts moving forward, she will say, "May fate guide the hands of Zong," as she is free action going to activate her level 13 prayer aura, gives everyone a plus one to attack rolls, skill checks, etc.
Just a quick note, grappling charge is a combat feat, and it is the method by which you are able to grapple on a charge.
Okay, good to know. How far away would you say that Ruka is from Min?
How big was the room? I imagine you guys would appear in the middle of the room, so we'll take that into account.
Say, I mean, a very large living room would be, what, 40 feet across?
Okay, fair enough. So 40 feet across, which means 20 feet away. You guys are in close proximity.
Yeah, and yeah, 20-foot movement. Reach out to just grab her. Ruka, does a 31 beat your touch for Min to reach out and grab you?
Is this a touch attack or a CMD?
She's reaching to see if she can touch you, and then she's going to make her CMD to grab you.
Pathfinder is more complicated than I recalled. Yes, that does be touch.
Okay. And she is going to, the moment she gets up there, she is going to use a swift action to activate her main potential, and then she's going to make her CMB check. Does a, prayer? 47 beat your CMD.
Oh gosh, yes.
Alright, Min just basically grabs, reaches, puts an arm around your chest and a hand behind your neck and just like, really sorry. And that went Min's turn.
Okay. So I did drop out there partway through. Essentially, Min has now
Ruka grappled.
She has her grappled. So does Min have... How did Min get to her?
She walked.
Missed that part. Okay, gotcha.
30-foot movement, yep.
Okay, cool. Then Barkus, you are up.
Okay. Did we establish that we're going to have to wail on Ruka, or are we just piling on to hold her? Did we
Min
talk about
did
this?
Look at Solas and say it would be better if this for this to work if she were just asleep.
Oh,
so she's
right, okay.
Just asking Solas to see what she can do to put her to sleep.
Okay, then where was Solas in the initiative?
She's right after you.
Okay, then Barkus will wait until after Solas does what she's going to do.
Okay.
But he will ready his... He's going to go ahead and draw Gorham's Thorn and prepare himself for what might come next. Doesn't have all his cool stuff yet. But he's not doing anything yet. He's letting Solas do her thing.
All right. Okay, then Solas is going to fix her eyes on Ruka and say,
"It's all right, Ruka. We are going to fix this right now."
And Ruka needs to make a will save.
So remember that comment I made earlier about the Wheaton curse? That's a natural one.
Okay, as Ruka relaxes before leaning back and slumping down in the arms of Min, as she is asleep.
So sorry.
Okay, that is... Solas, Barkus, what were you going to do?
Barkus is going to draw Gorham's Thorn and hold his action until after Solas goes.
Solas just went as a note.
Oh, man. Gracious sakes. Okay, this kid, I swear, so distracting. All right, well, then he's got a sword. He's, I mean, I guess I missed everything that Solas just did. Is she asleep? Yeah. Okay. Then am I supposed to hit her? Asleep? Or are we trying to use some kind of magic to pry her out?
Solas would say, Solas would say, "Do not hit her. It will wake her up."
All right. Then Barkus will cast Ice Aegis on himself so that he has his icy armor covering him in preparation for whatever may come next.
All right. Kalvikia, not sure what to do, draws her seven-tongued sword, seven-branch sword, and takes a monk's stance with it, but just kind of waits, waiting to see what's going to happen. All right, then Hyken is next.
Hyken is just going to walk over next to Min and Ruka and just look like he's had been concentrating and not liking what he had been hearing, but he's just going to go over and kneel down next to them and wait.
Okay, Philia.
Philia is going to draw her weapon, her regular longbow, and she is going to hold her action to see when she's supposed to shoot. As soon as, basically as soon as any threat comes to the party, in whatever form it may be.
All right. That brings us to Ruka, who is asleep. So we will skip Ruka. Rufus immediately begins setting out the things that he needs and begins by sanctifying the space. And essentially he's going to be turning it into holy ground. Jack, what do you do?
Jack's just gonna wait.
Okay. You guys have probably a couple of minutes while he sets out everything, places some candles, some herbs, burns a little bit of incense, begins
Jazz
praying,
CD.
Begins... Yeah. Begins casting as he prays and meditates.
Min is actually going to cast... Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Min is going to cast Guardian of Faith on herself.
All right.
Pykin would take Ruka's body from Min and lay her out as comfortably as can be done.
Okay, so fun fact here. Brother Rufus just beat the spell resistance.
Woo! Sweet.
So, I need Ruka to go ahead and make a will save. But I want you to do it at advantage.
Okay. The first roll was a natural 20.
Yeah!
I don't think the dice know what to do with me right now.
All right. So with that, Ruka... There is a moment of seeming calm, your eyes open. Your eyes open, and you look up into Hyken's face as he had just taken your body and cradled your head. But even as you open your eyes, you are tired, beat. You can feel the sense of the goodness of the space around you, the effects of the holy ground. But then you feel an intense pain in your gut. Before the rest of you watching, you watch as a space on her chest and over part of her abdomen begins to turn dark and ichorous before climbing out of it. A maggot, it's about medium size, crawls out of her body. Black, smoky, with tendrils of darkness clinging off of it. And even as it climbs out, it begins to change its form and its shape. And it begins to look more and more like Ruka. And Steel, for the purpose of this fight, I would like you to play Ruka's shadow self.
Okay.
So.
Can we attack it before it's done, like, coalescing?
If you tried, it is not solid enough for you to be able to do anything to.
Okay. Never mind then.
As it crawls out, it is as much shadow and immaterial as it is anything else. Before it coalesces, and you see as it finally coalesces into the form of Ruka and kind of looks up, but the eyes are just vacant black holes with trails of blackness, almost like a vapor kind of bleeding out from the sides. And now, the real fight begins. So, Min, you're at the top of the initiative.
Does this character get new initiative?
Yeah, go ahead and reroll the initiative.
That will be a 20.
Okay. Min, you're at the top of the initiative.
Okay. Min is going to look up at the shadow of Ruka, and she's going to say to the rest, "It's time." And Min is going to cast Fly on herself. Though, actually, I guess I should ask, would it have been possible for Min to have cast Fly during the time when Rufus was setting up the consecration? I'll leave that up to you.
You could have cast it. Also, Steel, I just sent you a message in Hangouts.
Alright, in that case, Min is going to say, "I'm very, very sorry." And Min's going to fly up and attempt to punch Ruka in the face. I mean, the Shadow Ruka, of course. And as she takes off from the ground, you watch as a symbol seems to appear on her shoulder and then vanishes. And Shadow Ruka, does a 51 beat your AC?
Oh my Yes, it does.
Okay. In that case, we're going to start off from the bottom. You take 31 points of piercing damage as Min pulls out her hidden dagger and stabs you with it. And then, as a non-action, releases the stored spell inside the spell-storing dagger. Do I need to roll for spell resistance?
Yes,
is this just normal Ruka? Okay.
That was 30. How many?
31. Uh, 21 against spell resistance.
Then the spell fails.
All right, good to know. So that's the first one, and I also need you to make a will save, no spell resistance.
That's a 30.
A 30, okay. Then you take half damage as you take 18 points of psychic damage.
Psychic damage, okay. Wait, how much?
18. And you are not staggered for a minute.
Well, that's good.
Barkus, you'll be next.
But yes, that would end Min's turn.
Okay, Barkus, you're next.
Cool. He's going to charge in, two hands on Gorm's Thorn, and unload with a big strike and try to get it all put into one big hit. Did he have time while everybody was preparing as the thing was coalescing to cast Lead Blades on himself?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, cool. Then, I'm going to go ahead and try for that first strike. Oh, it's a natural 20. Yes.
Awesome.
All right.
Let's see. Shadow's not even going to get a chance to attack if y'all keep this up.
No. Kill it. Kill it fast. All right. So, damage there. Okay. So we've got 3d6 damage plus 8 plus my 3d8 charging damage from my armor added another 20. So 51 times 2, 102 points of slashing damage.
Let me run numbers.
Oh, and that shadow creature needs to roll. Actually, it's not possible for this person to... You would have to beat a 112 on a caster level check, or else lose spell resistance. Does this creature have spell resistance at all?
It did.
Did be the operable term here.
Because Gorham's Thorn takes away spell resistance on a crit.
Well, it takes away spell resistance on a hit. At least that's the way that it was conveyed to me. But regardless, the crit has gone through. And yeah, 102 points of damage.
Yeah, stand by while I'm running numbers and procking a couple things.
So tickled. That's great. It is a charge, though, so that's the only attack he'll get. Because he's not using his axes. We'll see, I guess.
There is a flash of magic as the hit lands, and the shadow is still standing, but the tendrils of shadow are running off badly.
All right. All right. Next up is Solas, but she is going to turn her attention towards Ruka. And you see as her monkey just, you know, scampers down her leg partway before jumping off and runs over to Ruka, climbs up on Ruka, and just puts its little monkey hands on either side of her face before squeaking at her and imparts a healing hex. That is 20 points of healing.
I haven't actually been tracking Ruka's real health. I have no idea where that should be right now.
It's more for flavor than anything. But essentially, this should bolster Ruka's ability to kind of come to and regain her own strength. But on that note, as all of this is going on, it is Shadow Ruka's turn.
Let's see here.
Held action, do I get to take it?
It was several minutes of preparation, so
yes,
I'm probably not. Shadow Ruka, go ahead.
Shadow Ruka is going to spend a... Actually, no, she does not have a swift action because of the spell. She is going to disappear from the point she is and reappear at the opposite, like as far away to the opposite corner as exists in this room.
Okay, so you're probably about 30 feet away from most of the party, about 40 feet away from Min.
Does she invite an attack of opportunity casting a spell like that, or is it just a poof?
That was a without any signs of casting poof.
Spell-like or supernatural?
Spell-like. Okay.
Things get weird with spell-like.
I thought we had determined in Avalon that spell lights did not trigger attacks of opportunity. Or,
I'm am I remembering down with that wrong, if QS? The GM is with it.
What is this ability specifically?
It's the summoner's spell-like ability, Dimension Door. Well, Synthesis specifically.
Okay, and ordinarily Dimension Door...
Dimension Door is spoken, vocal only. There's no
semantic
or material components.
Yeah, so normally Dimension Door does not provoke an attack of opportunity, correct?
I believe it does. Spells with a standard action casting time usually provoke, but if you decide that they do not, I'm down with that.
For this case, I will say that it's fine. It does not. Let me think about it in the greater scope of things. But yes, you can dimension doorway. That's fine.
And the shadow appears on the other side of the room, attempting to pull itself back together after the unexpected, very quick onslaught. And to the person who made the demiplane, is there furniture or anything in the room, or is it just a flat, open, direct charge from any 2 points room?
Yeah, it was intended to be essentially a cell for Ruka, a place where she could be without hurting anyone and essentially without hurting herself.
So nothing to stand by. Great. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that Shadow Ruka can do?
Not just standard. That's a swift. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay. Then, as Shadow Ruka blinks away, and in a puff of smoke. And reappears. No sooner does she begin to rematerialize on the other side than there is another puff. This one more light and cold, filled with shards of ice. As immediately following her is Kalvikya, who is going to use her own ability to Dimension Door behind the shadow. And she is going to just flat palm as a touch attack. She is going to attempt to strike the shadow. All right. That is... Uh, 35 against touch.
Yes, that connects.
Okay, then as she does, she just flat palms to the back of the shadow and says, "You will not be running away today." As ice begins to splinter out and begin to lace over and around the dark Ruka. particularly racing down around her feet and legs, and reducing her movement speed to zero. And she will go ahead and empower that, so this should last for 3 rounds.
Nice.
The only mechanical effect is reducing it to zero, not dimensional ache or any of that form of stuff.
She is immobilized. So hold on, let me pull it up real quick just to be sure. Immobilized and cannot physically move from the spot until the end of the next turn. And if it's powered up, then you can make it last for additional rounds. So she could dimension door, but she would be immobilized when she gets there too. She cannot physically move.
Right, so cannot walk anywhere, but still has other movement, like can still attack and take other actions, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Alright, the next one up is Hyken. By the way, Hyken can see that thanks to the healing from Solas, Ruka seems to be coming back to herself and might be able to get up.
Hyken is going to place his hands on Ruka's shoulders and try to convince her to stay put. He does not want her getting involved at the moment, and he's not going to join the fight either.
Okay, fair enough. Philia, you're next.
Alright, Philia is going to swap out her bow. Is that a move action? To grab a different bow?
If you would have done that while you're waiting for the spell to be cast, then that would be fine. You could just have it swapped. Otherwise, it is a move action.
Alright, well, that will be her move action. And then she is going to fire some arrows.
Okay, she will get one shot, which with her multi-shot is 2 arrows.
Yes. So she's actually going to be shooting with her phase locking short bow, and 32 to hit.
Does not hit. As the arrow seems to strike the shadow, part of the shadow seems to solidify into what looks similar to Ruka's normal armor plating of the last few months. And the arrow deflects away.
All right. All right, that's it.
Okay. That brings us to the good Ruka. Does she stay there with Hyken?
She looks like she tries to rise, but then gets pushed back down, but it doesn't look like she resisted too much. And it looks like she's trying to concentrate. Those that know Ruka knows that synthesis bond, there is telepathic communication, and it looks like her and Hyken are having a conversation.
Okay. That brings us to Rufus, and he is going to run over to where Ruka is laying and check her over for any wounds. And just continue to see that she's okay. Jack, you are up.
Seeing Rufus go over to Ruka, Jack will turn our attention to Natto Ruka. And Kalviki is within 10 feet of fake Ruka?
Yes, she is 5 feet behind her.
Jack, do you use Flame Strike? It's a 10-foot radius, but she would like to cast it so where it's only hitting the fake Ruka and not Kalvikia.
Okay, and what are you casting?
Flame Strike.
Got you. Okay, go for it.
And it is a reflex save.
And she is currently immobilized, which I believe means she doesn't get that.
I think you do. I think you just get some minuses to it.
Oh?
Yeah, reflex saves are weird.
Apparently. Well, we're back to the natural ones again, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. So she takes... She takes 45 points of damage. Half of that is fire, and the other half is divine.
Alright, bath time next. Hang on. As that hits, there is a dissipation of shadow. It looks like the outer shell of this creature just vanishes into mist, but the form there still remains.
That is Jack's turn.
All right, Min, you're next.
All right, Min is going to turn to, once again, seeing Ruka on the other side of the room, and she's going to say, "I'm so sorry, Ruka, I really don't want to do this." And she's going to charge. And once again, you'll see a symbol on her other shoulder vanish. Does a 60 beat your AC?
Only by about triple by at this point.
Okay. You take another 29 points of damage.
And one more set of cap.
Is the shadow still standing?
That was how much damage?
29.
The shadow is still standing. As there's another small poof of darkness and dissipation, the shadow still stands. It looks really bad, but
all right. And at this point, as you punch it, it's like watching pieces of the image that looked like Ruka are cracking and breaking off, and beneath is just darkness as the shadow is losing its appearance as it's breaking apart. Barkus, you're next.
Shadow Ruka is 10 feet away from his current location, is that right?
Correct.
Sweet, charge time. All right, charging again. He turns on a dime, just kind of pivots and takes off running for another strike, same as before.
Okay, go for it.
You got you're definitely not going to believe me. Hold on. Is there a way for me to put photos in this chat
put
here?
It,
no, Hangouts.
Send it in Hangouts.
That's my second natural 20 in a row. not technically, because I rolled damage, but that's a nat 20.
One in 400 chance, still happens.
Aw, man. Okay. So he comes just flailing in there with a big swing, top to bottom. Let's see what kind of damage he does. Okay. So that could be a lot worse. But long story short, 86 points of slashing damage.
The shadow gets crushed into a pile on the floor and then explodes outward in a dissipation of mist.
Ooh, I love that. That feels good.
All right. And as things become still and quiet, the canker is gone. Ruka, you feel your mind lighten. Reason returns. Reason returns. Peace. You remember who you are and what you've always fought for. You recognize your friends, and you're back. We are now out of initiative. As Rufus continues to tend to Ruka, continuing to probably gives her a few healing spells, a few blessings, some wards against evil, things like that. But what do you guys do?
And we'll make our way over to the real Ruka, looking over towards the shadow and just say, "May the darkness never take another one of us again." And then she's going to kneel next to Ruka and she'll clench her eyes and say, "Ruka, are you back with us?"
And just to clarify with the GM, all of it did come out earlier in this sequence?
Yes, the entire canker has come out.
Ruka will roll her head over to look at Nen, and she looks spent, like mentally exhausted. Her physical form seems fine, but her mental state still doesn't seem to be stable yet. But she'll speak up and say, I think it's gone. Finally. How long has it been?
Another day. And Min's just going to wrap her arms around Ruka and just hold Ruka's head close to her chest. She's just going to start to cry. She was really worried.
Hyken is staring daggers at Min at the moment. But Ruka, for the moment, is not really responding. She's not resisting, but she's not responding either.
Welcome back. I'm sorry. So sorry that you had to go through that. I believe I know what it feels like to not be yourself, to have the will of someone else control you like a puppet. I would wish that on no one else, especially not you.
Ruka will give a weak smile back. It's a fate that should be given to none.
Marcus takes a knee with them and offers a flask with some hot tea in it. We've missed you. Welcome back.
Ruka will prop herself up against a wall and then accept the tea with a grateful look.
It's only fair, you know, after what you did to me. Or what it did to me. Thanks for letting me have a little payback. He winks.
Ruka just shakes her head slightly. What have I missed since I was gone? I don't know if I can be much help right now, but what is going on?
World still turns. The dragon still ravages the land. Most importantly, you have a moment to rest. Not much has happened. Those over at Dracol have made their way out, probably going to hunt their greatest beast yet. We need to make preparations to face Verga. He's going after this girl. There's so much, but to now the living flame is approaching the city that was held by the giants, but it appears that both there have fallen under a similar fate, such as yourself. But this proves, and Min looks over at Kalvikia, that this curse can be beaten.
Wait, who, what? Someone else?
The king of the giants. He's clearly not himself. Those closest to him can see it clearly, and even those who see him at a passing glance can tell that something is different. Something is wrong. From what we can tell, it seems quite similar to what you were experiencing.
A haunted look comes back to her eyes. I wasn't the only one.
But this gives you a chance to be able to fight it yourself. And to free another soul. This is why we are all given a second chance. To free the others who fall after.
Never any rest for the weary, is there?
Gives a bit of a half smile.
Well, the world's always in danger.
It's a good thing there's a coffee shop that's our patron.
Indeed.
How much time do we have? I'm sure you've planned things out already long before this. How much time is there?
Frowns a bit. Says, new information has come up. It appears that about the time that Virga arrives, it's the same time that to now, Living Storm, we are tracking as a Skirl. We hope to slow down Virga to now, but we don't know if it'll work or not. But even if it does not, the giant city has been abandoned. We will see what we need to do. Right now, we were going to take a bit of time to prepare. See what we could collect. And ensure it was ready before we tried to aid the city against Virga.
I need some time to gather myself before I can go back out.
You did more than enough for anybody here. You deserve your rest. Mm-hmm. We got one. You did it.
Agreed.
I can't sit out a fight against a dragon. That I cannot do. I just need whatever time there is before then.
Solas will speak up and say, I can take you to a safe place to rest, and I will bring you back when you want.
Hyken speaks up. You're not taking her anywhere.
Even if it would be beneficial to Ruka?
Ruka holds up her hands out toward both Hyken and the rest of the party. How much longer will this place last?
12 days.
Could you come back and get me from here in a few hours?
Not.
And Ruka will nod back. Then please do, just give me a bit of time.
I will nod. I will have it.
And out of character, just to get the player's head screwed on straight, it is the morning-ish, like mid-morning of the current day?
Yeah, it's currently, I would say it's closing on noon of the current day. So you have the rest of today and tomorrow before Danau will reach Aalborg.
And I believe discussion with Min and maybe some of the rest of the party was wanting to be in Nethys Gyrel the morning of the next day in game, right?
At latest.
So Ruka could have like 5 or 6 hours before porting somewhere to hopefully do a bit of shopping before everything goes down again. When do shops normally close in, like, the capital?
That would depend on the shop, I suppose, but the vast majority of, like, Rings and Things or one of those sorts of places, it's like an 8 to 5 sort of thing.
So more like 4 hours. She'll still take it.
You get the stuff in the morning.
Yeah, player is a little cynical on whether that will be feasible.
And I guess this Gyrel is the only place that we could shop.
Are we like at Drake Hall? Do we enter the demiplane from there, and will we return there when we leave the demiplane?
Wherever we wish to go, we will arrive 500 miles or so for our chosen destination.
Okay. There are some items that I think Barkus would probably find at Drake Hall that just the way that I allocated the money that we have, I think that those items are likely to be found there. So he's likely to, if they can go there, or I guess we can retcon if you'd like that he like swipes them from where he knows they would be and drops some, leave the requisite amount of gold in their place. It's kind of an urgent need, so it might not be a shop, but I think he would know where to find a necklace of dragon teeth and an endless bandolier.
At the very least.
Yeah, I would say that you could have found those things there.
Oh, you know what? Just, up at the bandolier would be at the Tylur shop in Nethys Gyrel, if that's where we're headed, but they might already have a siege.
I'm sure there would be one there as well, potentially. Just know that you guys are going to have a big answering for when Silva gets back. But she'll be more mad at Rufus.
Hey, that's okay. We're never letting Rufus out of our sight again. He gets to stay with us forever, so. We got his back.
All right.
Start the bus.
And let's go ahead and do a perception check.
From everyone or just an individual?
I would say from... let's see. Philia and Jack have been pretty quiet. So let's get both of them.
Oh, man.
35 Barkus, for Jack.
Barkus can roll it too. What did Jack get?
35.
Nice.
Another 21, unless it's against dragons, then this is 25.
38.
Okay. Jack and Barkus, you both notice as the conversating is going on, Solas just kind of moves more and more to the back of the group. Just excluding herself a little bit. And she looks troubled. She looks unsure about something. And then with a quick closing of the eyes, a dull sparkle of light on her horn, she turns and vanishes as she plane shifts away. But you would have just seen that.
Guys?
Yes?
Solas just...
She did?
Hyken mutters, not terribly quietly, good riddance.
How?
Looks like a spell.
Indeed. Maybe a plane shift or something.
Out of curiosity, would Jack be able to make a spellcraft check to tell what spell it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, she could do that. Yes, it is plane shift.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that was plane shift.
Min looks confused. And then she says, I'll talk with you about something later. That's very unusual.
Jack will nod back. She didn't seem too happy before she left.
And nods. So, check in with her later.
For all now. Right. Good. Yep. Go ahead.
But for now, do you want to get Ruka? You wanted the rest of it.
She nods. I'm sorry for the trouble.
No trouble at all. Did you need anything to make this place more comfortable?
She looks around. Can you make it a little less sparse?
I and is going to think for a moment. Says, I think I can do that. What? What is it that you need?
Just something a little more comfortable than a stone floor would be appreciated.
A cot, a blanket, a bed.
Couch, bed, whatever you can come up with.
Give me a moment. And, out of curiosity, Quicksilver, would it have been possible for us to have brought the chests? Like the coffin of holding it, etc.?
Into this plane?
Yes. If you say it's too large and unwieldy and we would have needed to have left it behind, that'll be fine.
I think that you would have probably left them behind. It's not just a matter of weight. I understand that some of you are very strong and can carry a lot of stuff, but it's also the size of the boxes. It takes both hands to carry one of the boxes. So that makes them very unwieldy to take with you.
All right, that makes sense. It's going to say, give me a moment. And it's going to be a little weird, but demiplanes are different from extra-dimensional spaces. This is technically just a plane in and of itself. So Min could open up a rope trick in here, correct? It's my understanding.
Yes.
Okay. Min will open up a rope trick in here. And we'll climb up. And she's going to cast another spell. And she's going to come back down. Just both hands full as she has a bed. Full on bed, blankets and everything.
Okay. As Min carries down a bed with blankets and pillows, what do the rest of you do?
Do you need help with anything?
Maybe the couch or the tapestries?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Barkus will help bring whatever down from the rope trick he can. Help get things set up.
Jack would just like to sit next to Rupe.
Alright. And inside the rope trick, there was a bed, a couch, some wall hangings, a desk table. They're all relatively simple, but, you know, they look like they've been made with care. A nightstand and a small dresser. And the tapestry is of essentially Ruka basically floating in the sky above a falling image of Makat.
Dope.
Okay.
All right, this should do, correct?
Ruka nods. Thank you.
Kelvicky just kind of looks at it all and nods her head and says,
"That is a lot of furniture. Do you usually keep that in there?"
And just smiles and says, "I do what I can for a friend."
It seems very useful.
Can be, though. No way limited. But, like I said, doing what I can for a friend.
Okay, and with the space now cleaned up, made to look a little bit nicer, is there anything else that you would like to do before you all gather to plane shift away?
Where are we going exactly? And I was just wondering if there would be any point to going to a different city. Shop, or if that would be more magic cumbersome.
That's a good question.
Well, the only other person who could take us places already left.
Yeah, we find out what that's about.
But, Brother Rufus, I believe you need to get home.
Well, I mean, if it's not too much trouble. I was asked by Cladow to look after the place, and he'll be quite sore at me if he comes back and finds out I've been gallivanting around on an adventure. Don't get me wrong, this has been quite fun. It takes me back to days long past.
I guess the reason I mentioned it was if the other cities are preparing to fight dragons now, then some supplies might be limited. The other thing is maybe more people should know about what's happening, and I don't know if everyone knows what's happening. So if we go somewhere else, maybe we could warn people or get allies. I'm not sure.
I know the rebels know of the dragon's attack. That's how they're able to bring their airships to the battle with Makan. But perhaps an airlock would be a good idea. And Min starts counting people and counting places she needs to go and counting off spell slots. This might be tight.
Well, I'm not saying we have to go somewhere else. I'm not going to put any burden on you because I don't know what kind of magic it would take to do what, but I guess that's just something to consider.
No, you're right. If we need supplies and materials, it might be best not to break into stores with dubious permission. Yes, Nerlock could be possible. Brother Roos off, and then Min's going to look over to Haiken, and she'll say, "I assume that you'll be staying with Ruka."
There is a flat stare and an equally flat tone to his reply. Yes.
Understood.
Ruka, do you need anything that we can get you?
Ruka will look over at Philia and put a hand up to her head as she's still, you know, the cobwebs still aren't quite out of her brain yet. There are things I need, yes, but I can't truly sort that out right now. It would be better for me to look in a few hours.
We do have money for you as well.
That's right. Spoiled. More than a little.
That is good to hear. Something we haven't had much of.
Right then. Well,
if Brother Rufus is being taken back to Drake Hall, if you'll allow me just a few moments there, I believe I know where one of the items I need is at Drake Hall. So if you'll afford me a minute or two there, I should be able to grab it, and then we'll be on our way.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yes. And she would have returned it with everything inside. And she'll actually say, "Your spoils are also inside."
Ruka will nod and set it to the side of the bed.
All right, and with that, the group gathers up. And where is the first place that you travel to? I should say, what's the first target
that you'll
be close to?
Going to be Drake Hall. As a mid-cast plane.
All right, high or low?
High.
All right. Okay. You come into existence. Just a second. Now I gotta change the music. All right, as you come into existence, leaving that plane behind, you are abruptly aware of how cold it is and how much snow is on the ground as you easily sink in to your knees. You look around. You know that you're in a wooded area. It's hard to tell anything because there is a whiteout of snow everywhere. And as you look around, you think at first, oh no, we must be in the Ashlands. We've gone to the northwest Nure Plains. you know, gods forbid that we are anywhere close to the fortresses. And as you look out, I need each of you to give me a perception check. And it is biting and it is cold.
Total 28.
37.
Actually, 34.
31.
All right. Barkus, you had the high roll there, right? 37?
Yep.
All right. As you look out, you look down towards the south, and you see what looks like light, a structure. It's far, but it seems almost like the fierceness of the snow and wind part just a little, and you have a brief glimpse to look down over a distance. And at first you think, is it possible that this could be Dol Wraith? Could you be looking down from the north side of that great fortress that you'd never actually seen before? But then you recognize those walls. You recognize that stepped city with various levels. And it becomes clear to each of you that you're looking down across the Winden River at Nethys Girl. The snow and the ice are thick. In fact, the Winden River is a black line that does not appear to move because it is frozen over completely. The wind and the snow are punctuated by the fierce crack of thunder rolling through the clouds above. And as you look down on the city, you see the rolling of lightning in the clouds, the blasting of snow and ice across the plain and into the walls, and you can hear the cry of dragons. And that is where we will end for tonight.
Oh!
All right.
Come on.
We went from a little bit of time to prepare to, we have no time to prepare.
Which, I mean, is usual.
Yes. Yeah, fair enough. But, oh, my poor character.